This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Lisa Kilgore, the author of Undieting, and this book is coming out tomorrow, September 29th. So welcome back, Lisa. That sounds like such a fascinating book, breaking so many misconceptions and unconfusing all the confusion. How do we get better digestion and absorption from our foods?
That's a really great question, and I have a whole chapter dedicated to digestion as well, because our absorption and our assimilation, which is getting the food, the nutrients from our food into our cells, plays a really important role, and that our digestive system also provides a whole smattering of information about how our digestion process is going. So if you feel symptoms like acid reflux or heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, irregularity, these are all symptoms of indigestion, of that your digestive system isn't quite breaking your food down properly. And sometimes it's simply bringing in some good habits, sitting and being relaxed when eating, chewing really well. Most of us don't do that very well, and that alone can eliminate a lot of digestive symptoms. But we need to pay attention to our gut bacteria, and how our digestive system functions, just to make sure that our body is able to use all of those nutrients in our food.
So we're really checking in with our body to see what's happening as we eat.
Absolutely, and not to ignore these indigestion symptoms as just annoyances, but looking at them as information of what might be going on.
Mm-hmm. And are there ways of eating to increase our digestive ability without supplementing enzymes and more acid or anything like that? Can you do it just with food?
You can. Well, you can do a lot just with food, and it's the absolute number one first step. Bringing in digestive enzymes, maybe hydrochloric acid, that's step two when necessary. Sometimes the deficiencies in enzymes have been going on for so long, we need to supplement for a little while. But most of the time, your digestive habits are the key factor. Most of us are eating on the run, we're eating in front of the TV, in our car, at our desks, and we're not paying attention to chewing and being relaxed while eating. And that is going to drive many, many digestive symptoms. And a lot of them will go away simply by sitting quietly and eating your food. This is also the hardest thing I give anybody. So be patient with yourself and kind to yourself. But man, it makes a huge difference.
Hmm. So the practice of sitting down and having a few breaths, and should we be drinking anything when we eat? Does that actually lessen the breakdown of the food, or should we keep drinks away from meals?
You're right on that. That drinking liquids with meals is a great way of hindering your digestion even further, because it dilutes your stomach acid and digestive enzymes. And if you're dealing with acid reflux or GERD, chewing better and taking liquids out of your meals can make a huge difference, because now there isn't a bunch of liquid to splash up into your esophagus. So I generally recommend no more than about 4 ounces or half a cup of liquid at a meal. And the best is to wait at least an hour after eating before you start drinking anything, sometimes two. And it's a harder habit to do as well, but it makes an absolutely huge difference.
Wow. A lot of people have guilt or a lot of deep set feelings about foods and enjoying food. How do you get around that when it is whole and it's nutritious and your celebration foods? How do you enjoy it?
It's a good question, because it's hard and it's a practice. And especially if you've been on and off diets for a lot of your adult life, sitting and enjoying a piece of chocolate cake can be really hard, because there's this little voice in your head saying, no, you shouldn't be eating this. And what I've seen over and over and over again is that if you say, yeah, you know what, I want to eat this, and you can eat a small amount and get incredible amounts of pleasure and be totally satisfied by it. But the big thing is the practice of enjoyment. And that can start with just a healthy meal. It can start with a favorite treat. But sitting, being relaxed, and chewing and tasting your food really is powerful. And one of the the habits that I've noticed that play a big role in our life as adults is finishing our plate. The thing that we learned as children, you must finish your plate. Mm-hmm. And I have a bunch of people that I'm working with that are working on mindful eating, and I'm getting the feedback back of, but halfway through the meal, I don't want to eat anymore, but I have to finish my plate. And so my answer to that is no, you don't. Maybe mm-hmm. you're done. Mm-hmm. And what would happen if you don't finish your plate? You can just put that food in the fridge and have it as leftovers later. And one very, very powerful habit to banish from your life, especially as an adult, is this idea that you must, that your meal is done when your plate is clean. How about your meal is done when you are full and satisfied?
That sounds much better. So that should be the message that we take to our children and grandchildren.
Absolutely. And it can be that we start by practicing, because we don't want food waste either. Mm-hmm. So the practice could start with simply putting less on your plate and then guiding by your appetite of how much more you want to have. And we can teach our kids like this as well. But also know that this was a habit taught to you by your parents in a desperate situation of trying to get a family to finish to eat the food that's available. But today we don't need that anymore. At this moment and this time in your life, this is a habit that we can walk away from. We just have to catch ourselves enough times to rewire that rational part of your brain to say, yep, I'm full now. I don't need to eat anymore.
Mm-hmm. No guilt. Just relax and enjoy. So the actual taking the time to really enjoy food is very good for your digestion, very good for your ability to have a good relationship with food.
Absolutely. And if you struggle with overeating, like that you tend to eat so much you're over full, or you have a habit of binging, that binging pops up sometimes in your life. Sitting and enjoying your food really makes a huge difference because A, you don't feel deprived, and B, being conscious while you eat and mindful while you eat is really boring to do for a long, long period of time. And that if you tend to overconsume, this will stop it in its tracks. Because you will not want to keep going. And I've heard I've been in practice for 13 years, and I've heard story after story after story of people not realizing how much they actually, or their bodies actually wanted to eat. And a lot of times it's half of what they generally choose to eat. I've had clients where they normally buy a 12-inch sub for lunch, and they found that halfway, when they were only halfway through, they were full. And they were totally full all afternoon, that they never needed to eat that full sub. And this is the powerful information that we get simply by sitting and relaxing and enjoying our food.
Mm-hmm. And tips to get more conscious and mindful when we might only have a half hour break. How do we break into rest and digest?
That's a good question. So the first thing you want to do is to just take a breath or two before starting and just like land, be present in that meal. A little trick I like to use for snacks or something that seems really tempting is I ask myself two questions. Do I really want to eat this? And that might be yes or no. And if it's a yes, then I could move on to the second question is, do I want to change what I'm doing so I can sit and enjoy this? And again, a yes or a no. And that could be to a cookie, or it could be to anything, really. And if you answer yes to both, go and enjoy that food, no matter what it is. But if you answer no to either question, you won't care anymore because you've made a choice. You're not using willpower to deprive yourself of something that looks tempting. Instead, you've made a conscious decision, I want to keep doing what I'm doing. And it's a great way to stop those feelings of deprivation as well. It's an amazing little trick.
It sounds like this is going to be an awesome book. So where can we find this book tomorrow?
You can find it on all online retailers, that's the word. But you can also get more information on my website. If you go to undieting.ca, you can learn more about the book. I have links to where you can buy it. But I also have a whole bunch of bonuses that you get when you pre-order the book, including a digital course to help you take these principles into your real life.
Wow. And are you still taking clients for those who need more support than your online process?
Absolutely. And so if you go to lisakilgore.com, you can learn more about my one-on-one appointments. And yes, I'm always taking new clients because usually within two or three appointments, I've got you in a better state. And so the door is always open.
Kid. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us all about your new book. And I wish you the very best with Undieting.
Thanks so much, Kathy, for having me.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick break.